Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go unto the house of the Lord." Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We're going to have a message from the Word of God and also some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you to pick up that telephone and call a friend or a neighbor and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. Now we're getting right into the singing now. The Davisons are going to sing this wonderful song, "Royal Descendant."
I can tell you I'm nothing, and I would be telling the truth. I can say I am worthless, a hopeless sinner, that's true. Oh, but that is just part of the story. I haven't told everything. I was lost, reborn and made a child of the King, and I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem. I'm part of the bloodline of David, that's who I am. Am, and I claim kindred to Isaac, Jacob, and stand and say such a thing, to say I am royal and to claim that my father, he's a king. I'll have to take you to the altar where it happened many years ago. I was washed in his blood, and that's all I know. And I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem. I'm part of the bloodline of David. Jacob and Abraham. I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem.
I trust that you have enjoyed the song by the Davisons. We are going to have another song in just a minute, but right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse. Drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street past the Newnan High School and drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship at 11, 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 the children's program, and at 7 o'clock the teen ministries and the adult Bible study at the same time. Come out and visit with us. We would be so honored, so thrilled to have you do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing. Our church choir is singing this song, Glorious City of God. Now, just before the message, the Davisons once again are singing On the Other Side.
As I walk through the years of my life, I face trials. There's so much troubles and strife. Oh, but I know my hope is on the other side. The things we see that we don't understand, the burden so great, it's lifted only by His hand, until one day when we awake on the other side, on the other side,
I'll see Jesus on the other side, sweet peace at last.
It's with
Satan, he cannot hinder anymore.
On the other
side, the gates swing open. On the other side, I'll enter in.
And I'll
reside with Jesus, my King, just on the other side.
Sorrows down here, oh, there's more than a few. Oh, but there's a place, it's for me and for you. It's in that city, it's over. Step on to, oh, that street of pure gold. Our Savior's there, He's just waiting on the other side. On the other
side, I'll see Jesus on the other side. Satan, he cannot hinder anymore.
On the other
side, the gates swing open. On the other side, I'll enter in.
And I'll reside
Jesus, my King, just on the other side.
On the other
side, the gates swing open. On the other side, I'll enter in.
And I'll reside
with Jesus, my King, just on the other side. Just on the
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible, I really suggest that you take a pencil and a piece of paper. Jot these references down. That way, you can study them in detail at a later time. What to do when you don't know what to do? Well, when you don't know what to do, just keep doing what you're doing. As we look at this, and we look at it from the Christian's perspective, just to keep the right attitude. Right attitude in life, your circumstances. Think positive. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. First of all, in 16, rejoice evermore. Rejoicing with a happy heart. A positive attitude, cheerfulness, Surround yourself with cheerful thoughts and cheerful activities. Then verse 17 just simply says, pray without ceasing. Well, now, I know what that means. That means a continual prayer life. I remember when I was a teenager, and my Sunday school teacher had taught on that subject that Sunday morning. On Monday, I had purposed in my heart that I was going to pray without ceasing. Well, that morning I got up and I went to school, and for about 30 minutes I was praying with my mind, if you please. And about 30 minutes I said, hey, it's impossible to pray without ceasing. So I stopped. Years later, I realized what God was telling us in His Word about praying without ceasing. That is an attitude of prayer. Don't cease in praying or seeking God when you need His help. Get on your knees and talk to Him at that point in life. But then it goes on to say in verse number 18, and in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Notice, consider what God wants in your life. He has a purpose. He has a plan for you. And we can pray and ask God to show us His will for our life. Now, when we do that and we walk in His perfect will, dear friend, we're going to be a happy Christian. Things might not always be roses. It may not always be a rose garden. But you know there are thorns on the rose bushes. But you see, our God is there through the thorny parts of our life. He's an on-time God, and He knows what we're going through. All this and your attitude affects everything from your own life, even the lives of others around you. Remember that. You're affecting other people as well as your own self. We remember that we set a tone for our day with our own attitude. Remember that. Our attitude, my dear friend, attitude is a decision that we have to make in life. Well, the psalmist writes in chapter 50, verse 23, whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me. Remember that. Whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. His conversation is his daily walk, his walk of life, his attitude toward life. Listen, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, the Bible says all these things will be added to us, those things that are necessary for us to make it through this walk of life. Choose to have a thankful and a grateful attitude, positive thinking. There is power in positive thinking. Then we see keep going to church. Keep going to church. For the child of God, this is essential now. Remember that. Paul writes in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together in the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. We're looking around us and we're seeing the day approaching, my dear friend. His return is pretty soon. So we must be seeking Him, and we must be assembling ourselves together, joining ourselves together in worship, joint worship, united worship. Oh, listen, church attendance is essential. It's vital to your spiritual life, your spiritual walk. It's very essential today. So many today seem to think, well, just whenever or whatever, any old time. But he says on the first day of the week, as the manner of some is, to assemble. Oh, listen. When you go to church, you are placing yourself in a position, listen to me very carefully, to hear the fresh Word of God. Remember that. And you see, we are to be encouraged by the preached Word of God, to participate in the anointed worship of God. Oh, listen, and keep on spending time with God on a daily basis. Remember that. Spending time with God on a daily basis. The psalmist says in chapter 16, verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence, there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, listen, God is our friend today. And you can receive daily help from our God, from Him. Spending a few minutes every day, a little time alone with God every day is refreshing, powerful, and it's life-changing. Oh, listen. Go to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Life-changing, powerful, refreshing. Just spending a few minutes with God every day. We should open our eyes with thanksgiving that we've had a good night's rest and that we're facing a new day. When we bow our heads around the table and thank Him for the food, we should have a rejoicing heart that He has provided those nourishments for our body. When we go about our daily chores, we should thank Him for the strength and the intelligence, the ability to perform daily duties. Oh, listen, we should be a thankful people today because we are serving a living God. He says, He will come in and sup with us and He with me. Oh, listen, have you had fellowship with God today? Do you know Him in a personal relationship? Is He your Lord and Savior, your Master today? Well, I want to tell you there's another thing you need to guard against. You need to keep your mouth and words in control. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Proverbs 12:14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Very important to be careful with our words and make sure our words are correct. Reading in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, and also Proverbs 18, verse 21, this reiterates the same thoughts. Be careful about the things that you say and speak. They may come home to haunt you. And what about keeping the right friends? The company you keep, that's very essential, Christian. You see, hanging out with the wrong crowd can influence your walk. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 26, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. It's very important, Christian, that we have the right friends. Those who will stick closer than a brother in a time of need. You see, to have a friend, you first must show yourself friendly. And we can influence their walk. If they're not saved, they could still be a good person and be a good friend. But your lifestyle might be the only living testimony that they ever see. Do they see Jesus Christ living in you? Are you a living testimony for those friends? But be careful to have the right friends because the wrong friends can influence you. And I've seen in my years of ministry so many times Christians who selected the wrong friends and the wrong friends led them in a wayward way. Are you hanging out with the people that are going to pull you down? That's the question. Do you have friends that are tempting you to sin? That's the question. Or are they discouraging you? If so, it's time to change. It's time to change. Make sure that we surround ourselves with the right people, the right kind of friends. Then finally, keep sowing into the kingdom of God and the lives of others. Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let's look very carefully at this. keep sowing the seed. That is planting the seed, spreading the word. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be always preaching to people. You see, all you have to do is just be a living testimony. Your friends, those people you come into contact with, those you work around each day, they're watching you. I assure you, they are watching you. And they know whether you are really sincere Christian or not. They know it by the way you talk. They know it by the way you walk. And they know it by your lifestyle, what entertains you and where you go. Dear friend, your life might be the only Bible some people ever read. What kind of message are they receiving from you today? When you have a problem, it's not the time to sit down and do nothing. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. The song says, pray until you pray through. Just keep on praying and keep on trusting God, because you see, this walk of life is very important down here. Because you see, we should be the living testimony of the saving efficacy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our life should be a living testimony and a living witness to what God can do in a person's life, how we can be transformed from that old nature to the new nature. We should be a living testimony. Keep praying and keep trusting in God is my plea to you. And then just keep on persevering. Persevering. Just keep on keeping on. Paul writes in Hebrews 12, verse number 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience that is set before us. We're in a race today. You see, how are you running this race? Are there things in your life that are weighing you down, slowing you down, hindering you from running the race with patience? Oh, I want to tell you, my dear friend, there are things that are thrown in the Christian's path that will slow us down if we're not careful. Because you see, we have an enemy. We have one who wants to trip us up, to destroy our testimony, cause us to not be an effective Christian for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us run that race with patience. Let us determine in our heart today that we're going to keep walking, keep looking, keep praying. Because you see, Christian, our redemption draws nearer each day. I trust you know this Lord Jesus Christ. I trust you serve him daily, faithfully. But if you don't know him, let me plead with you. Don't wait too long. Time's running out. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart today. You'll not be disappointed. Until this same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye. God bless you and go with God.